Anyone who lives near a freeway knows that it can make for a noisy home life. But it can also raise your child's risk of asthma. That's the conclusion of a new study from USC's Keck School of Medicine.
We studied children in Southern California, and we found that the risk of asthma was increased for children who were living closer to freeways.
Jim Goderman is Associate Professor of Preventive Medicine at the Keck School. His team found that pollutants from cars and trucks can increase the risk of asthma by as much as 83%. Goderman says the findings could impact future schools and housing developments.
Any place where children are going to be spending a lot of time, this research indicates that we should think twice before putting those facilities very close to a major road.
Andrea Rico is in charge of community outreach for the Southern California Environmental Health Science Center. She says local officials will find it hard to ignore the asthma study because it hits close to home.
They've been able to dismiss some of the studies from Europe, saying that the fleet of cars and trucks is different there. But this study is Southern California, and I think that the policymakers and transportation planners have to look at that.
USC has tracked the respiratory health of Southern California kids since 1993, the longest investigation ever into the effects of air pollution on children. This is Leo Juarez, Annenberg Radio News.